Absentee ballot counting is still underway in New York. It's possible the new legislative session in January could begin before some of the races are decided. Karen DeWitt reports some lawmakers want changes that would speed up the process in the future.
There are around 1 million more ballots to count than in any previous year. State Senator Michael Gianaris, who is the Democratic Deputy Majority Leader, says despite the extra ballots, it should not take this long, though, to find out who won an election.
If we were a swing state, we would be in the middle of a national scandal right now.
Gianaris has introduced a bill that would speed things up. Elections officials would be allowed to process and verify the ballots as soon as they are received, and counting would begin at 6 p.m. on Election Day.
We need to get our act together and do what a lot of other states do, process the absentee ballots as they come in, and have the board start counting them on Election Day so that the results can be reported more quickly.
There are some other obstacles to a quick count. New York is one of the few states that allows a person to vote by absentee ballot, then change their mind and show up to vote at the polls. It takes a while for elections officials to sort it all out and make sure that the person's vote is only counted once. Gianaris' bill would end that practice. The first vote that is cast, whether by mail or in person, would be the one that counts. And there's also a time-honored tradition in New York, where candidates in very close races hire specialized election attorneys to challenge the authenticity of the other side's ballots. Those legal wrangles often end up before the courts and can delay outcomes for weeks or even months. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.